Morning. Approaching the holiday of Valentine's Day, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about God's love for us and our example He set before us. We'll actually be reading over a couple verses, starting with Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although He existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. We're going to read a couple other scriptures here from 2 Corinthians 5:21, which you're all familiar with. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so we might become the righteousness of God in Him. In John 8:41, Jesus was talking to a group of people. They said to Him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love Me. For I proceeded forth and have come from God, for I have not even come on My own initiative, but He sent Me." If there was ever an example of love and obedience, it was Jesus, who was God and became man, to die on the cross for our behalf, that we might have eternal life. John 3:16, one of the most commonly read scriptures, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 4:19, "We love because He loved us first." The greatest example of love ever shown to the world was Jesus hanging on that cross, bleeding what was supposed to be our blood, suffering what was supposed to be our pain, dying what was supposed to be our death, that we might be made free and have eternal life with Him forever. Going back to 2 Philippians, starting in verse 9 here, it ends with, "For this reason also, God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."